Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Music is going to be out there at those conventions, both the Democratic Convention and the Republican Convention. And in fact, Senator John McCain even has a song that was made just for him. Play that American guitar, son. That's Texas-born country singer John Rich, and he's written that theme song. And he will be one of the performers at the GOP convention. On the other side of the aisle, we understand that singer Josh Stone is reportedly creating a campaign song for Barack Obama, so we'll be looking out for that. And music has always been a part of political conventions since the 18th century, and WNYC's Terrence McKnight, host of Evening Music, is joining us this morning to talk through some of that music. But let's start with the McCain. What did you think about that song? A good convention song or not?
Well, I think you had the guitar lick down. I saw you over there making the guitar lick.
Right.
And these songs, you know, as you said, they go back to the 18th century. And, you know, I think these, at this point, when a politician gets to this point, they understand the galvanizing power of music, and they understand how to entertain these thousands of guests that come from all around the country to these conventions. And it's a huge deal. They spend a lot of money, and a lot of entertainment comes to these conventions, and it's a way for them to really shore up that relationship with their supposed supporters.
And what do you think? Yeah, what do you think it says about this, a country music song for John McCain?
Well, this guy, John Rich, a performer out of Texas, and there are some other Texas artists who will be showing up at the convention. And John McCain and this GOP seem to really know who they're going after. They really seem to know who their audience is, and it's reflected in that music.
And you don't think it's by any accident that Mr. Rich wrote this song?
Oh, no. I mean, because there were some songs associated with the campaign this year that some of the artists have asked McCain not to use. For example, John Mellencamp has a song called Our Country, and then he's got a song called Pink Houses that was being used on the McCain campaign. And Mellencamp said, don't do it anymore, as did Jackson Brown. McCain was using Running on Empty, and Jackson Brown asked McCain not to use that. So this is a timely song for the McCain campaign.
And you've told me, this is something you just clued me into this morning, so this is going to be like my takeaway, Terrence, which is I didn't know that political conventions had been using music since the 18th century. What on earth kind of music were they using way back then?
Well, there were songs, you know, before we had radio and television and internet. These were songs that were written and attached to these campaigns, and they would take them around as they would stomp around the country. And ever since, like we said, the 18th century, James Monroe had a song and was pretty
Monroe
popular.
Monroe is the man.
James
and I only
Monroe
know that because I'm cheating and looking at your notes.
Among the best pilots, say, who leads the van? Monroe, yes, Monroe, he indeed is the man.
That's very folksy.
How about that?
And that is from, wow, that's pretty incredible because that's from the early 1800s.
That's right, he was president in 1825.
All right, so what do you think we can expect in terms of the kinds of beats that they play at the convention? I mean, essentially, it has to appeal, the music has to appeal to a wide variety of people. And let's just take a look back to 1992 and see if this sounds familiar.
I still believe in a place called hope. God bless you, and God bless America.
Now, that, of course, we know, is a Fleetwood Mac song. It was a mega hit in 1977, but Bill Clinton brought it back to his campaign in 1992. What's so special about this song that he thought it would really help drive the message of his campaign?
The optimistic message in this song, I think, is what Bill Clinton was going after. Jimmy Carter was president when this song came out. Bill Clinton used it in 92. He used it in 96. And he used it again at the 2000 convention. He spoke at the 2000 convention, and as he left, he cited that lyric. He stated that lyric, and there was the song. So I think this song is, for Bill Clinton, it was about optimism, and it was certainly attached to his campaign.
But you also have told me, Terrence, that sometimes some candidates make really odd, for lack of a better word, choices.
And some candidates have had to distance themselves from some compositions, but some candidates have made crazy, crazy choices.
Crazy, I'm crazy for feeling so lonely.
Beautiful song, but it didn't necessarily...
By Patsy Cline,
that's
let's
right.
say. It's this a beautiful song by Patsy Cline. And who used that?
This was Ross Perot. Was that 92? I believe that was 92 as well. This is Ross Perot.
And why do you... I noticed that you emphasized crazy, crazy before we went to it. Is there a reason why you think it's not a good choice?
Well, I think, you know, I mean, if you remember Ross Perot and listen to his politics, there were some people who thought he was a little off-centered. And for those people, and to hear this song associated with him made them think that he was a little off-limits, perhaps.
So they couldn't necessarily connect, and it wasn't a song that really appealed to the mainstream? Is that what you mean?
Well, I think the song in itself appealed to the mainstream, but perhaps the attachment to a guy who was going to be the leader of the free world, maybe that was the problem.
There was a disconnect there.
Yes.
Basically. Well, since we don't know exactly what Barack Obama's theme is going to be, let's just listen to a song, the song that played in 2004 when he spoke at the Democratic National Convention then. This is 2004, and this is...
Now maybe someday,
that'll be Curtis Mayfield.
I'll reach that higher goal.
Listen at this lyric. Think about Barack 4 years ago.
I know I can make it with just a little bit of soul.
I don't think we want to read too much into these lyrics.
Well, he says here that he thinks he can make it with a little bit of soul. And as you mentioned earlier, Barack is about to get a soul surge as soul singer Joss Stone supposedly, reportedly, is creating a brand new song for the Obama campaign. So we'll just have to see.
So that would be kind of similar, sort of soul, pop, R&B-ish kind of sound that we might want to be looking out for at Barack Obama's convention.
Perhaps, but we don't know.
We don't know. We do a lot of guessing in the media business. Terrence McKnight, I want to thank you for stopping by. It's been a real pleasure.
Absolutely.
Terrence McKnight is the host of WNYC's Evening Music. And we're always on here at The Takeaway. We're on Facebook and Friend Feed and Twitter. And here's your takeaway real quick.
But he also is a little bit 19th century.
That was former U.S. Secretary of State Madeleine Albright talking about Putin in Russia. And the candidates' convention songs, John McCain's A Little Bit Country, Barack Obama's A Little Bit Rock and Roll or Soul, or we don't know yet. What songs do you think the candidates should take to the conventions? And Gene called with this idea.
Senator Obama, for his convention music, should be, since he wants to shake things up in Washington, I'm going to wash that man right out of my hair.
Well, thank you very much, Gene, for that. And if you missed anything, check us out on thetakeaway.org. I'm Adoree Adoji. This is The Takeaway.